We're back for our second set where we're just going to take it easy. Yeah. After we rocked out in the first set, right? This is a Japanese coda for anybody who just walked in recently. This is a bass koto. And we are just going to make some sounds.
Thank you. Has anyone seen my spaceship?
This next song is called Early Autumn, or Soul Shoot. Thank you. So during break, we're all chilling out. I had some friends here who from Berkeley, and we worked on that Steppenwolf production that we did. And she reminded me of something I forgot, and it was during a show that we did at Berkeley Rep, and I was playing the koto, and did the show, and then. A couple days later, the theater got an email from a woman saying she saw the show. She was old, like maybe 70 years old. She saw the show, and she was actually going blind in one eye, and after the show, she could see. And it was the koto music that she was like, yeah, the koto music was making her eye water, and she could actually see when she walked out of this place. And I was like, well, that's bizarre, right? So I, made somebody see. So anyway, turns out, so I got her email, and she wanted to meet me. So I was like, oh, really? And I'm sorry, we did a radio spot. That's right, she didn't see the show. We did a radio spot, and we were playing on the radio on NPR, and that's when, Jason and I, the cellist, we were playing the stuff, and she was listening to the radio, that's right, and she felt better after hearing us play. So then she comes and sees the show, and she has the same experience. You know, her eyes are watering, and she can actually see when she leaves the show. And so and we agreed to like meet after the show. So I met this woman, and she's 7 years old, and then she says she's a Russian physicist. And she came here in the 70s with her husband, who's like 75 and an extreme sports enthusiast at 75. So anyway, make a long story short, she told me she has this book that I have to see. And I said, what kind of book? And she said, well, you just have to see it. And it has the secret to everything. I was like, well, right on. Of course I have to see this book. So we agreed to meet for lunch. So we met for lunch at a Japanese restaurant. And we sit down, and after a while, I'm like, so where's the book? She's like, no, you can't see the book. It's too important. I was like, too important? What are you talking about? I made you see, and you have the book that has the secret to all of life, and you won't show it to me. Moral of the story. Somebody please fill in. What is the moral of the story here? When you make somebody see, and when you make a woman see and she has the book that answers everything about life, run. I'm kidding. I was just making it up. I'm making it up. But actually, no, it's true. She does exist. And she wrote a self-help book called How to Make Fast Decisions and Live With Yourself or something like that. I don't know. I am not kidding. Thank you.
Thank you.
Right on. Nice. Fireworks at the same time. Bring it.
It was my goal.